我今天要讲的一个题目呢，就是说我们的神是一个守约的神。
So today, my message is that our Lord is a covenant-keeping God.
那守约的神在圣经里面是非常重要的一个概念。
So it is a very important concept in the Bible.
那我们好多时候知道我们的神是一个慈爱的神、公义的神、有能力的神。
So a lot of time, we know that our God is a loving God, is a righteous God, is a almighty God.
但是呢，其实圣经里面讲一个非常重要的神的一个性情，就是守约的神。
But the Bible also talks about a very important character, that our God has is that is He's a covenant-keeping God.
我不知道大家有没有思想过，为什么我们的圣经分为新约和旧约？
So have you ever really thought about why the Bible is divided into the Old Testament and the New Testament?
那讲的是两个约，对吧？旧的一个约和新的约。
So it talks about two different covenant, the old one and the new one.
那某种意义上讲呢，就是我们的圣经最主要的一个概念是约。
So in other words, the most important concept the Bible talks about is a covenant.
那不然我们就不会把这个旧约叫做旧约，新约叫做新约。
Otherwise, we wouldn't have called it the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那约的概念在圣经里面是非常非常的重要。
So it's a very important concept in the Bible to know about covenant.
那今天我们好多人对约的概念呢，有一些，但是好多时候越来越淡薄。
So even though we still know a little bit about covenant, but most people do not truly understand the meaning of a covenant.
那人和人之间有一个神所命定的约，就是。婚姻的约，
So between person to person, there is a covenant that is ordained by God, which is a marriage.
因为在这个约里面呢，神有命定的关于生命、贡献生命的祝福。
Because under this covenant, there is a God ordained a blessings between a person two person.
那但是呢，现在因着好多人对这个约的概念呢，逐渐的淡漠呢。这个约就守不了。
So, because people do not truly understand the full meaning of covenant, that's why we cannot keep this kind of a relationship.
事实上，遍地的破碎、遍地的问题的根源，都是从这个约里面出来，这个约的破碎出来。
So, a lot of brokenness on the land is usually first come from a brokenness from the marriage covenant.
那今天你如果走到街上去问那些调查这些所有的这个无家可归的人，那么基本有一个状况是，他们曾经有一个不安全的家。
So if you go out to talk to those people who are on the street, homeless, usually they will tell you that their brokenness comes from their broken home.
所以这个约的概念呢，是非常非常的重要。
That's why the concept of a covenant is very important.
那我们要认识什么呢？必须要认识，就是他是一个守约的神。
If we want to know God, first of all, we need to know that He's a covenant, keeping God.
来反过来想的话，你想想，如果这个神他不守约，会怎么样？
So, if you think it other way, if the God is not a covenant keeping God, then what could it be?
他明天他说的话，明天就不算数。那你觉得跟随这样一个神是多么的可怕？
If he says something, but he will revoke it the next day, how can you rely on this kind of God?
我们在这个世界上跟好多人打交道，建立关系，后来他们反悔了，伤害了我们。
So as you encounter a lot of relationship, and you even though you contribute, and however they revoked the relationship was broken, then 不好意思，我翻译的不好，你再说一次吧。
就说人和人之间的约呢，就是说， 就人反悔了，对吧？说的话都反悔了，会怎么样，对吧？造成很多的伤害。
So, the covenant between a person to a person, if the covenant is broken or being betrayed by your friends, your partners, so, you will, get hurt from the other part.
所以你就来找了这样一位神。但是如果这样一位神也不遵守他的诺言，那对我们的伤害是多么的大呢？
So, since you got hurt, you come to this God and hoping that, if this God cannot, is also a covenant broken God, then how can you rely on this kind of God?
就是我们的伤害会是多么的大。
So how much more, you will get, you know, hurt from, harm from this kind of God?
还有谁我们可以来信任呢？
So who else can you rely on?
那所以在我们圣经里面要认识我们的神呢，是这样一位守约的神，让我们非常的安全。
So that's why we need to know this God, a covenant keeping God.
他是让我们非常的安全。
So he makes us feel safe.
就是在圣经里面就说这个守约的神啊，我们一定要认识这个守约的神，所以我们就会来跟随他。我心里有越来越多的平安。
So we need to know this God who is a covenant keeping God. So once you know it, you will have the safety, the security in your heart.
我们的当肯弟兄常常讲到他的一个送给他的一个主题就是爱、喜乐和平安。
So our brother Duncan always talks about, joy, love, and peace.
你想想就说当我们跟随这样一位守约的神的时候，我们才有平安，才有喜乐。
So only if you follow a God who is a covenant-keeping God, then you could have the love and joy and peace.
那我们今天呢，就是来到圣经里面的一个故事，真实发生的故事来看，就说他和人之间怎么样来通过这样一个约来互动。
So today we're going to look at a story in the Bible to illustrate how our God keeps his covenant with us.
那他是怎么样守约的?
How he kept his promise.
这个故事会让我们真的感觉到我们的神非常非常的可靠。
So after you learn the story, you will know how reliable our God is.
那我们来翻开约书亚记第九章和第十章，我们来读一下这个故事。
So let's turn to Joshua chapter 9 and chapter 10. So we will just go through the story together.
这个故事的背景呢，就是当时这个摩西死后呢，约书亚就要进入迦南地来征服那些民族，神要让他得迦南地。
So to talk a little bit about the background, it is when, Joshua was, going into the promised land. So they were trying to conquer the land.
那其中，有一组人呢，叫做希莫人。
So there's a group. 基遍人。So there's a group of people, they are the Gibeonites.
Hivites.
Oh, Hivites.
西魏人。那这个西魏人里面有一部分人呢，叫做基遍人。基遍有一个城市叫做基遍。
So, there is a group of people, from Hivites. They are called the Gibeonites.
那这个西魏这个西魏人呢，他是。就是迦南七族里面命定要被以色列人灭绝的。
So the Hivites, they were, they are the one of the seven tribes that supposed to be, killed by the Israelites.
但是呢，这个基遍人呢，他后来就存活了。
However, the Gibeonites, they survived.
那这个故事就讲他们怎么样存活下来。
So this story tells us how the Gibeonites survived.
那这个经文呢，第九章、第十章有点长，但是呢，大家要仔细的来读。
So it's a long story, chapter 9 and chapter 10, but please pay attention to the story.
那我们来一起读一下，从第九章第一节读到第十章的十五节。
So let's read together. So we will read from chapter 9, Joshua chapter 9, and all the way to chapter 10, verse 15.
那如果你有英文的话呢，你自己来读，我来读中文。
So if you read in English, you can read on your own. So Pastor Bing is going to read in Chinese.
约旦河西住上帝高原，并对着黎巴嫩上沿大海一带的诸王，就是赫人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利西人、西魏人、耶布斯人的诸王，听见这事就聚集，同心合意的要与约书亚和以色列人征战。基遍的居民听见约书亚向耶利哥和埃城所行的事，就设诡计，加充使者拿旧口袋和破裂缝补的旧皮带、旧啤酒袋，拖在驴上，将穿过的旧鞋穿在脚上，把旧衣服穿在身上。他们所带的饼都是干的，长了霉了。他们到基甲营中见约书亚，对他和以色列人说，我们是从远方来的，要现在求你与我们立约。以色列人对这些西魏人说，只怕你们是住在我们中间的，若是这样，怎能和你们立约呢？他们对约书亚说，我们是你的仆人。约书亚问他们说，你们是什么人？是从哪里来的？他们回答说，仆人从极远之地而来，是因听见耶和华你神的名声和他在埃及所行的一切事，并他向约旦河东的两个亚摩利王，就是西士本王西宏和在亚斯塔鲁的巴桑王和一切所行的事。我们的长老和我们那地一切居民对我们说，你们手里要带着路上用的食物去迎接以色列人，对他们说，我们是你的仆人，现在求你与我们立约。我们出来要往你们哪里这里来的日子，从家里带出来的这些饼还是热的，看那现在都干了，长了霉了。这啤酒袋我们盛酒的时候还是新的，看那现在已经破裂。我们这衣服和鞋因为道路甚远也都传旧了。以色列人受了他们些食物，并没有求问耶和华。于是约书亚与他们讲和，与他们立约，容他们活着。会众的首领也向他们起誓。以色列人与他们立约之后，过了三天才听见他们是近邻住在以色列人中间的。以色列人起行，第三天到了他们的城邑，就是基遍、基菲拉、比路、基列叶林。因为会众的首领已经指着耶和华以色列的神对他们起誓，所以以色列人不击杀他，全会众就向首领发怨言。众首领对全会众说，我们已经指着耶和华以色列的神向他们起誓，我们现在不能害他，我们要如此待他们，容他们活着，免得有愤怒因我们所起的事临到我们身上。首领又对会众说，要容他们活着。于是他们为全会众做了劈柴挑水的人，正如首领对他们所说的话。约书亚招了他们来，对他们说，为什么欺哄我们说你们我们离你们甚远呢？其实你们是住在我们中间，现在你们是必咒诅的，你们中间的人必断不了做奴仆，为我神的殿做劈柴挑水。
不是，那边信号不好，听不见。我们再稍等一下， Let's wait a second. Hey, Moshe, 麦克风没有打开，
刚才给断线了，现在好。OK， 读到二十四节。好，他们回答约书亚说，因为有人实在告诉你的仆人耶和华你的神曾吩咐你的仆人摩西把这全地赐给你们，并在你们面前灭绝这地一切的居民，所以我们为你们的缘故生怕丧命，就行了这事。现在我们在你手中 你以怎样待我们为上为正，就怎样做吧。于是约书亚这样待他们，就他们脱离以色列人的手，以色列人就没有杀他。当日约书亚是他们在耶和华所要选择的地方，被会众和耶和华的堂做劈柴跳水跳劈柴挑水的人，直到今日。第十章，耶路撒冷王亚夺尼西德听见约书亚夺了埃城，尽心毁灭，怎样待耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也照样待埃城和埃城的王。又听见祭便的居民与以色列人立了合约，住在他们中间，就剩惧怕，因为祭便是一座大城，如都城一般，比埃城更大，并且城内的人都是勇士。所以耶路撒冷王亚夺尼西德打发人去见希伯伦王何贤、耶摩王毕兰、拿祭王亚非亚和伊基伦王迪比，说：求你们上来帮助我们，我们好攻打祭便，因为他们与约书亚和以色列人立了合约。于是五个亚摩利王，就是耶路撒冷王、希伯伦王、耶摩王、拿祭王、伊基伦王，大家聚集，率领他们的众军上去，对着祭便安营，攻打祭便。祭便呢，就打发人往祭家的营中去见约书亚，说：你不要袖手不顾你的仆人，求你速速上来拯救我们，帮助我们，因为住三地的亚摩利人的诸王都聚集攻击我们。于是约书亚和一切兵丁并大能的勇士都从祭架上去。耶和华对约书亚说：不要惧怕，因为我一见他们交在你手里，他们无一人能在你面前站立得住。约书亚就终夜从祭架上去，猛然临到他们那里，耶和华使他们在以色列人面前溃落。约书亚在祭便大大的杀败他，追赶他们在波和龙的上坡路，击杀他们直到亚西加和马基达。他们在以色列人面前逃跑，正在波和龙下坡的时候，耶和华从天上降大冰雹在他们身上，只见到亚西加打死他们被冰雹打死的比以色列人用刀杀死的很多。但耶和华将亚摩利人交付以色列人的日子，约书亚就祷告耶和华，在以色列人眼前说：日头啊，你要听在祭便；月亮啊，你要指在亚牙龙骨。于是日头停留，月亮止住，只等国民向仇敌敌人报仇。这事岂不是写在亚撒尔书上吗？日头在天当中停住，不急速下落，约有一日之久。在这日以前，这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有想这日的，是因耶和华为以色列征战。约书亚和以色列众人回到祭架的营中。那这里呢，我们读到这个第十章的十五节。
So we finish at chapter 10 verse 15.
那读这个故事的时候呢，我不知道你看到了什么。
So after you finish reading the story, so what is it that you see?
那有的人可能看到了这个祭便人，这很狡猾。
So some people may say that the Gibeonites are very strict and are very what?
Cunning.
Okay, very cunning.
那很狡猾。
去别的地方可以吗？等一下，我让我儿子先离开。你先去别的地方 ，please。
嗯。是老二吗？
对呀、啊，就是他呀。
Hi Daniel, let your mom come play.
Tell you,
I will give you a gift.
Jonathan, no, 去 Jonathan.
No, he's a
Daniel, your mom's translation is very important for all of us. Okay.
Hey, 不好意思啊，他一直在闹。你让 Jonathan 给我。
Lord, hallelujah, you kissed Daniel, in Jesus' name.
要不我来帮忙翻译一下，安娜休息一下。
啊，我可以的，我可以，我可以。
辛苦了。
Sorry.
Yes, Lord, thank you for the kids. Hallelujah. 就是有人可能读到就说，即便人很狡猾。
So, some people may say that the Gibeonites are very cunning.
有人说这个约书亚怎么搞的？怎么搞的让人骗呢？
So some people will say, "What happened to Joshua? How can he be deceived by those people?"
那有人说，哇，神行这样的神迹，日头停在雾的当中，这是真的吗？
So some people will say, is it really true that the sun stands still over Gibeon?
那对我们来说，就是说我们要非常非常的确信圣经讲的都是真的。
So to us, we have to be sure that everything says in the Bible are true.
那日头停在那里有一天之久，科学怎么讲？我不知道，我曾经学科学，但是我知道神远远大过科学。
So I don't know what people say about when the sun stands still for a full day. So even though I study science, but I know that our God is greater than science.
因为神真的什么东西都可以做。
Because to God, everything is possible.
那有时候我们好多超过我们想象和理解力的东西呢，我们需要信心。
So we need faith.To understand things that are beyond our understanding or logic.
就像上次我在讲道的时候，我说这个我在三年里面一个新车开了16万公里，那安娜就翻译成16000公里。
Just like last time when I talk about how I drove my car for 160,000 kilometers in 3 years, and when Anna translated, she thought it was about 16,000.
那事实上呢，我每一次讲我三年，开了16万的时候呢，几乎所有的人都觉着我可能英文讲错了，或者头脑有问题，就讲错了。
So every time I tell other people that how I drove my car for 160 kilometers over the period of 3 years, 160,000. So everyone thought I was crazy.
或者说我讲错了。如果我讲英文呢，他们说我的英文不太好，讲错了。
So, and a lot of people thought that my English wasn't that good, so I probably, you know, mispronounced it.
我每一次讲这个，我说我三年里面开了16万公里的时候，几乎100%的人认为我讲错。
So, nearly 100% people thought it was a mistake when I told them that I drove 160,000 kilometers over 3 years.
也就是说他们是不信。
In other words, they did not believe what I say.
那他们不信呢，并不是说不信我，他们可能说我讲的当时讲错了。
So maybe they are not just not believing in me, but they probably thought that it was a mistake that I say the numbers wrong.
就是我几乎所有的人，我如果讲我三年里面开了16万公里呢，他们都觉着我讲错了。
So every time I tell them about how I drove 160,000, everyone thought I articulated wrong.
那这就是说，我们人的思想呢，有时候会按我们的经验来判断。
Meaning that a lot of times, our thinking are limited by our own experience.
那事实上像我这样的人，我是一个人不是神，也能做出别人想不到的事情，何况神呢？
So to me, I'm just a person. Still, I am a person capable of doing things beyond your understanding. So how much more can God do?
那我真的就是我的 meter 上面所有人都可以看，我三年的新车，我开了16万公里。
So everyone can come and look at my meters andYou know, and it will tell you that I drove 160,000 in 3 years.
那所以呢，就是说太阳停在极点呢，就圣经里面说的神做事情呢，他什么都能做。
So here it says the sun stands still for a day, for about a full day. So to God, everything is possible.
那这个生计呢是历史上最大的生计，是兴在什么地方呢？
So this is is the greatest miracle ever been performed in the Bible. So where is it that when that happened?
那圣经里面讲得很清楚，在这个第十章十四节说，在这日以前的这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有像这日的。
And it says clearly that on verse 14, there has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man.
就是说在这个日子之前，包括摩西的时代，没有出现过这样的神迹。
So including the days of Moses, never had anything like this ever happened.
在这以后，后来的日子，没有出现这样的神迹。
And even after that, it never happened, and this kind of thing never happened ever after.
那这样史无前例的神迹出现在哪里呢？
So where does this thing happen?
出现在约书亚人为基甸人征战的时候。
It happened when Joshua was fighting for the Gibeonites.
那基甸人是什么人？他值得上帝行这样的神迹呢？
So who are the Gibeonites? Are they worthy for God to perform such a miracle?
那圣经里面讲得很清楚，因为基甸人呢，骗了一个月，跟约书亚骗了一个月以后呢，他后来周围的国家要来打他的宗，他向约书亚说：“你要来救我吗？”那约书亚就去了。
So Gibeonites, they deceivedthey deceived Joshua, so they made a peace treaty with the Israelites. So after they made the peace treaty, the other nations, the other kings were trying to battle with the Gibeonites. So they came to Joshua and asking Joshua to help them.
那基甸人，我们从这里读的时候，约书亚值得为他们去卖命吗？
So when we're reading here, so do you think that they worthy of a battle for Joshua?
你知道约书亚以色列人那时候进去的时候，其实他们的兵器是没有迦南敌人好的。
So when they were in the battle, the Joshua, their weapons are not as good and as strong as those people in the land.
他们的人也没有人家那样多。
And they don't have as many people as those people, as those nations.
那这一次聚集为基甸人打仗的时候呢，敌人有多少个国家呢？你数的时候呢，是很多个国家的人来对付基甸人。
So when you read the story, you will see there are many, many different kingdoms, nations were against this little tribe of Gibeonites.
你这个第十章一开始讲的时候呢，你就讲到什么亚西尼多德，就找了什么希伯龙王，耶和王，拉基王，伊比龙王，就说我们要去打基甸，至少有四个国家的人要来打这个基甸。
So when you read the first couple of verses from chapter 10, you will see that the king of Jerusalem, he went out to the king of the other kings, the king of what? King of Hebron, king of Jaruth, king of Lashish, and king of Eglon. So there are at least four nations that they were had the alliance of with.
那你要先想就是说，约书亚要带着以色列的百姓，这是他的亲族的百姓，要为这些基甸人。去征战。
So Joshua needs to take all of the Israelites in order to fight against those kings.
你知道基甸人本来就是以色列人应该灭掉的。
You know the Gibeonites are supposed to be killed by the Israelites.
你值得为他去征战吗？
So are they worthy of a battle?
你要知道吧，多少的年轻人的头颅要贴着，要为这些人去帮助这些人。
Do you know how many young people is going to be sacrificed for the group for the tribe of Gibeonites?
但是在这个征战里面呢，约书亚非常的清楚，我们已经立了约，我必须要去救。
But Joshua knew they already made a treaty, so they have to go fight against them.
而且在这个征战里面呢，很特别的就是说，神亲自的出来征战。
So the special thing is that the Lord, he came, by himself to fight against them too.
在这个第十章第八节，耶和华对约书亚说，不要怕他们。因为我已经将他们交在你手里面，他们无一人能在你面前站立得住。那第一个就是耶和华说，我已经把他们交在你的手里面，这场仗你必然会打赢。
So here and so the Lord already told Joshua that do not be afraid that I will fight. Do not be afraid. I will give them into your hands.
也就是说神说你应该去打，不但应该打，而且必然打胜。
Meaning that the Lord is saying that you will go and you have to go and not only that I will give you the victory.
啊，神并没有说即便人不重要，不是以色列人，你不要去。No, 神说必须去，而且你必然得胜。
And、the Lord didn't say, okay, the Gibeonites are not important, you don't have to go. No, he said you have to go and I will give you the victory.
而且有意思的在十一节讲呢，他说被冰雹打死的人被以色列人撒糖，就是说神从天上见冰雹来作战，就是说他先要亲自出手。
And also on verse 11 it says the Lord hurled large hailstone down on them, so more of them died from the hailstone than those killed by the sword of the Israelites, meaning that the Lord he himself came and killed those people.
那后来又让日头停下来，神的意思就是说要这个战争完全彻底的要胜利。
And also after that, the sun stands still over the land of Gibeonite, meaning that the Lord wants full victory.
那神把这样大的神迹，神亲自出手，那为什么会这样做呢？
So why did God did such thing?
原因很简单，因为基遍人和约书亚立了约。
The reason is simple, is because the Gibeonites had a peace treaty with the Israelites.
那这个立约的时候呢，你发现很特别。你有时候想着，这个约不可以毁吗？这个约是骗来的约呢？
So you will say, okay, how come you cannot revoke this kind of a covenant? Because they deceived the Israelites first, right?
阿文，你能不能换一下屏幕看？它是一个骗来的约，是不是呀？
So it's a false covenant.
我们可以毁约呀，我们可以毁约吗？
We can revoke this kind of covenant.
而且呢，在第九节，还讲十四节讲了呢，这个他们把来讲了以后呢，约书亚没有祷告。没有祷告就给他们立了约。
And also here it says that after they came and talked to Joshua, Joshua did not consult the Lord.
那以色列人就抱怨这个他们的首领啊，为什么跟他们立约呀、啊？对吧
？So the whole assembly was grumbling against the leaders and saying that, oh, why did you have this kind of treaty with them?
但是约书亚说，我们已经立了约了。我们不能杀他。
And but the leader said, "We already had the treaty. We already had the oath with them, so we cannot like revoke the oath."
那以色列人可能说：“约书亚，你没有祷告，你没有祷告立的约呀，不算数的。
”So the Israelites can say to Joshua, "Oh, you didn't pray because you didn't pray. We don't need to honor our oath."
就像我们现在有的人，这个离婚的时候说是。说是圣经讲的人神所配合的人不能忏悔，我的婚姻不是神配合的，是人配合
的。Just like sometimes when you have a divorce, the person will say, the Bible says, when God unite, a man cannot, you know, like divide these two people. But my marriage was not ordained by the Lord, so I can you know, I can be separated from my spouse.
那所以这里就是以色列人有一切的借口，就是这个月算什么月呀？
So, Israelite has all sort of excuse to, you know, like to, dishonor this kind of oath.
但是约书亚非常的清楚，说我们一进立约了，我们不能反悔，反悔以后呢，会有愤怒临到我们。
But Joshua knew that they already have the oath, so we cannot dishonor the oath, otherwise harm will come.
那好多人就是听到这哦，愤怒神会毁约以后，神的愤怒会临到，这神也蛮可怕的，是不是？
So people will say, okay, so if you dishonor your oath, God's wrath will come upon you. So this God is kind of, you know, scary.
其实大家要从另外一个正面去想的话呢，要更重要，就是当我们守约的时候呢，神极大的保护和祝福就来了。
But you have to think it in a different way. So if you keep your oath, keep your covenant, you will receive the blessing from the Lord.
那为什么毁约这件事情呢？就说在神的眼里面，这个约在神的眼里面这么重要呢？
How come to dishonor an oath, or how come the Lord treats an oath or a covenant so importantly?
因为神的性情里面有一个东西，就是他是守约的神。
But because God's character is that He is a covenant-keeping God.
所以圣经里面一直用一个faithful God, 就是一个信实的神，信实的神就是说他说话算数。
That's why we always say that our God is a faithful God, meaning that what He says, He will accomplish, He will do.
他立了约不悔。
When he had an oath with you, a covenant with you, he will never dishonor it.
那当我们知道这样一个神，这样一位神的时候呢，他不毁约，他按他的应许去做，你感觉到非常非常的安全。
So when you know this kind of God who will always keep his oath, you will find safety, security in him.
那我们的神守约守到什么程度呢？
So our God, so to what depth he can keep his covenant.
那这一段圣经呢就表明了，就是说他守约的程度呢是非常非常的深，非常强的。
So from this story, you will see that how much deeper that he can go into in order to keep an oath.
他连一个骗来的约他都会守。
So even though this oath was been deceived by the Gibeonites, he will keep that covenant.
而甚至他的这个仆人呢，没有祷告他就立了约，他也守。
So even though his servants did not inquire of him on this oath, still he will keep that oath.
那大家要看到这个守约的这样一个结果呢是什么结果，在第十章已经写得很清楚了，就是说神为你征战。
So you will see on chapter 10, you will see the result of keeping the oath is that he himself will fight for you.
那这就是我们的神。
So this is our God.
那事实上呢就是说这个这个即便的这个约呢，以色列人在后来的历史上有破坏过。
Actually, if you read the history, you will see that the Hebronites, the oath between Hebronites and the Israelites actually revoked it later on. The Gibeonites, yeah.
是在扫罗的年间。
So that's during the reign of Saul, King Saul.
因为扫罗呢，他就为以色列人大发热心。
Because King Saul was on fire for the Israelites.
那他就想，基遍人不是我们中间的人，他就把好多基遍人给杀掉。
So he thought to himself that Gibeonites are not one of us, so he killed many of them. Hello, 听见吗？
所以呢，在以色列的地上呢，多听见。
Okay, sorry.
听见。
哦，行，你说。
你听得见吗？
我现在听见我，但是我刚才你最后那句话我没有听见。
就是所以呢，在以色列的地上呢，多年有饥荒。啊，就是扫罗呢，就杀了几遍。扫罗杀了几遍人以后呢，在以色列的地上多年有饥荒。
King Saul, after he killed many of the Gibeonites, after that, the land, was suffered from famine for many years.
大家如果读圣经的时候呢，扫罗王呢有一个特点，他不太听神的话，他是根据自己的感觉走。
So if you read your Bible, you will see that King Saul, he doesn't really listen to the Lord. He usually listens to his own logic, his own thinkings.
所以呢，他就觉得，即便人不是我们的，他本来就是应该被杀，他就杀了一些人，结果地上呢，多年有饥荒。
So he thought to himself that Gibeonites are not one of us, so he decided to go ahead and kill those people. And after that, the land suffered from famine for many years.
一直到大卫作王的年间呢，大卫就求问神是什么原因。
Until when King David reigned, and King David consulted the Lord and asking the Lord what happened.
神告诉他们说，告诉他说，因为扫罗杀了基遍人。
And the Lord told King David it was because that King Saul have killed many of the Gibeonites.
那后来呢？因为基遍人是跟以色列人立约的。
Because the Gibeonites have a peace treaty with the Israelites.
你不应该杀他。
They are not supposed to be killed.
那后来大卫就要去处理这件事情。
So David has to go and handle this matter.
那就说这个地方呢，我们看到这基遍人啊，就是说用这样一种方式呢，跟约书亚立了这样一个约，但是呢，他们应着这样立约呢，就得救了。
So here the story, you see that how the Gibeonites made the treaty with the Israelites. However, even though the treaty was being deceived, I mean, they deceived the Israelites. However, God still kept them from being killed.
那你可能要问，就是说这个基遍人做事这么诡诈，神行。难道要保护他们、喜悦他们吗？
And then you may question, oh, how come God still, you know, like protect them, even though they are so cunning?
那即便人呢，跟我们差不多，来找神的时候呢，都有各种的他有所求。
So Gibeonites are very similar to us. When we come to the Lord, you know, like usually because we have something to ask for.
那他们要存活。那他不知道用什么是最好的方法。
They wanted to be able to survive. They don't know what's a better way to do it.
但是呢，他们非常的聪明。
But they are very smart.
那我讲这个聪明呢，是真的很聪明。
So when I say smart, I mean they are very smart, really smart.
那我不是说他们骗是对的，而是说他们真的非常的聪明。
I'm not saying it is okay to deceive, but I'm saying that they are very smart.
那什么叫真的聪明呢？
So what is, you know, like being real smart?
在有一天我跟一个姐妹视频，我给她看看我装修的房子，她说，哎呦，冰牧师你很聪明。
So one time I was FaceTime with some other sister, and I was telling the sister that, oh, this is the room that I have renovated. And she said, oh, you are so smart.
啊，她也说，因为你很聪明，你周围也聚集了一批聪明的。
And she said, because you are smart, so all your friends around you are smart.
所以我也跟她开玩笑说，我说，所以你也就来了，因为你是聪明的人。
And so I was telling her, oh, you are smart also, that's why you came.
我们就开玩笑了，那是开玩笑。
So I was just joking around.
但是呢，我说做的最聪明的事情就是认识了这位守约的神。
So but the most the smartest thing I have ever done is to know this covenant-keeping God.
信说找到了这样一个创造天地的主，他能跟你立约，这是何等的福分。
So what a blessing it is when you have found this God who will keep his covenant with you.
但是他是创造天地的神，对不对？
And yet he is a God who created heaven and earth.
啊，他有完全的能力，完全的爱。
He has all the power and all the love.
所以我们是不是聪明？是聪明。
So are we the smart people? Yes, we are.
所以今天到这里来跟神立约的人都是聪明人。
So for all those people who come and made the treaty with God are smart.
现在世界上有好多人，他们觉得很聪明，他们不需要上帝。
So nowadays, there's a lot of people thought they were smart.
他们觉得他们不需要上帝。
They thought they do not need God.
然后他们觉得他们聪明到一个程度，他们不需要上帝。
So they thought they were so smart to the point that they do not need God anymore.
就像一棵树一样，他们觉得他们可以在空中飞，可以不需要栽在溪水里。
Just like a tree, they thought they can just fly in the sky without rooting in the ground.
那这是真的聪明吗？
So is that true wisdom?
那所以今天我们都是聪明人，因为我们知道我们必须要把我们的树栽在溪水。
So now we are all smart people. We know that we need to plant our trees near the water.
那即便人不管他用的方法是什么样，但是他的动机里面呢，他看到了神的伟大，神的慈爱和神是一个守约的神。
So for the Gibeonites, no matter like how cunning they were, they knew from their heart that they know this God is a loving God, a covenant-keeping God.
你知道即便人聪明在什么地方？他知道这个神是一个守约的神，所以要跟他立约。
So you know why the Gibeonites are so smart? Because they knew that this God is a covenant-keeping God. That's why they came and make an oath with them.
在圣经里面第九章讲得很清楚，他说他们听见了这个神呢，借着摩西在亚摩利王啊那些所行的一切的事，没有人能够抵挡他。
So here in chapter 9, you will see that Gibeonites have saw the things that they did with Moses and the city of and the land of Ai and those cities. Those are, they know what happened.
而且他们在这个后来的章节里面讲到呢，他说我们根本没有办法抵挡，我们怕上帝。
So they knew, in the later verses, you will see that they knew that they cannot, you know, fight against this God.
他们非常清楚，他们没有办法抵挡以色列人，因为以色列的神太厉害了。
They knew clearly that there's no way they can be escaped from the Israelites because the God of Israel is so great.
今天我们中间，我们这个世界上有好多人，他们觉得他们有力量可以来抵挡上帝，这是鸡蛋碰石头的事情。
However, there's a lot of people on this land thinks that they can go against God. It's just as if you are trying to hit your egg with a stone.
Hit stone with your egg.
hit a stone with your egg.
他们说我们要丧命了，我们怕死掉，所以就做这些事情。看到听不见。Hello, Daniel. 再来呢？
不好意思，现在可以了，现在可以了。
OK, 现在可以了。就是他说我们怕死掉，所以就做这些事情。安娜，你声音没有出来呢。
OK, 好，你再说一次，不好意思哈。
他们就告诉约书亚说，我们怕死掉，所以就做了这些事情。
So they told Joshua that they were afraid of death. That's why they did these things.
你知道，欺骗人做这些东西，里面代表着他们真正的敬畏这位神。
So the things that the Gibeonites did, it was because they have a fear for this God.
而且也代表他们在内心里面呢，很非常非常的认识这位神。
Also means in their heart they knew about this God.
那为什么这样讲呢？
So why do I say that?
你知道别的小国家要跟大国家讲和的时候呢，就会送金子银子很多的，对不对？或者送一块地，他们没有，他们什么也没送，他们就带了一些发霉的饼来，吃一些食物来，对不对？他们要礼约。Hello, Anna, 可以吗？哈利路亚。
哎呀，不好意思，现在可以了吗？
哎，上了，祝福 Daniel, 哈利路亚，哈利路亚 ，peace, peace, peace. OK, 就说他们呢，知道。就是说别的国家呢，小国跟大国立约的时候啊，或者说讲和的时候呢，哦，我给你送很多的金子银子，送一些城市，送一些土地。安娜还是不行啊，那阿文来访吗？
可能是他的信号不太好，那个。
是信号怎么回事吧？
有可能，对，刚才可能在外面估计。没事，稍等一下，安娜上来了，这下。
Hello， 安娜。
又断了，太断了一下。或者我先帮他翻译一会儿。
是这样放。
再等他上来，我们再解释。
嗯，
他上来了。Hello， 安娜。
不好意思啊。So you know when other countries, other nations were trying to make a treaty with the other different countries, they usually bring land, bring gold, green money in order to make this kind of treaty.
或者说我要给你什么好的条件，你不要打我，你是大国，我是小国。
Or else they will say, okay, I'll give you some good because you are a greater nation, I'm a smaller nation, I will give you some good in return.
那即便人来立约的时候呢，其实他们什么也没带，带了些馒头。
However, the Gibeonites when they came, they didn't bring anything. All they bring is some, you know, malty bread.
他们要做的唯一一件事情呢，他知道，他要立约，跟约书亚立约。
The only thing they knew was that they need to make this peace treaty with Joshua.
他没有带金子、带银子，说是其他的东西，他就说要跟他立约。他知道这个立约是多么的重要，因为他知道他的神，以色列的神是一个守约的神。
So they all they knew is they have to make this treaty with them because they knew how great the God of Israel is.
所以这种他认识神的对世人这样的一种认识呢，神是非常喜悦的。
So God was truly pleased for the Gibeonites, for them to have this kind of understanding of the God, of him.
那他们就是很真实的把他们的需要表达，他也真实的知道怎么样来得到这个神的祝福。
So they know exactly what their needs are, and they know how to get it from this God.
他知道这个神不需要金子银子。
They knew this God do not need gold or silver.
他只是知道这个神呢是守约的神，你要信他，你要跟他立约。
They knew that as long as you have a covenant with this God, you need to have a covenant with this God.
他们成了迦南的七族里面呢，就是最后被保护的一群。
So from the seven tribes of Canaan, they are the only tribe that was being kept.
那所以就是他们是非常聪明的一群。
So they are very smart people.
这个聪明的一群人呢，今天我们也成了聪明的这一群，我们因为认得了这位守约的神。
Today we also become a group of smart people because we chose to know this God.
那从这个故事里面呢，让我们知道我们的神是多么可靠的一位神。
So from the story, we'll see the, how reliable or dependable that our God is.
Anna, 又听不见了。
From this story, we'll know that how reliable our God is. 听见吗？ Alvin, 听得见我吗？
可以听见 Anna.
God is...
啊，牧师那边信号不好。
哦，是我这边信号不好。
啊，对，这边信号不好，没事。
Hello, Anna.
Yeah，
可以的，可以的，好，
可以吗？
可
以，
就是让我们要知道我们的神是一位守约的神。
So we have to know that our God is a covenant-keeping God.
大家如果仔细的体会这一段故事的话呢，你真的信心会大增。
So if you meditate on the story, you will have an even greater faith.
我们的神如果能为畸变人，那这样签约的人来守约。
So if our God can keep his covenant with Gibeonites, how much more he will keep his covenant with us?
那我们的约是通过他的儿子的血所立的约。
So we have this covenant with God by the blood of his son.
所以我们来一起来祷告，我们来感恩。
So let's come and pray and give thanks.
我们天上的父，我们谢谢你，让我们成为聪明的人。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you. You let us become a group of smart people.
我们聪明在哪里？就是认识了你这位守约的神。
So our smart being knowing you as a covenant-keeping God.
在你那里有一切。
In you does everything.
你能够保护我。
You are able to keep us safe.
你能够供给我。
You are able to provide for us.
你的慈爱永不离开我。
Your love will never forsake us.
主啊，因着你这样的性情，你会给我们安全感。
Because of your character, you will give us the safe and security.
你让我们不断不断经历你的信实和你的慈爱。
And help us to continue to experience your faithfulness and your love.
让我们也成为守约的人。
So that we can also be an oath-keeping, people.
那过去我们好多人的约可能已经破了，但是在耶稣里面，主啊，你的宝血会洁净这一切。
Even though we have broken a lot of promises and oaths in the past,But we know that in your blood, you will cleanse us.
你说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
You said that those in you are being renewed. A new creation, sorry.
你说，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old things have gone and everything became new.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old have gone, because of Jesus' blood, the blood of Jesus.
因着耶稣的宝血，你会医治我们的一切。
You will heal,
医治我们一切的破碎。
You will heal all our brokenness.
你会恢复，恢复我们失去的一切。
And you will also restore everything that we have lost.
有些人我们的路不能往回走，但是你会给我们开新的道路。
So even though we cannot go back to our old path, but you will give us a new path to walk on.
我们中间好多人可能已经离婚了，我们不可能跟过去的婚姻再复合，已经对方也结婚了，但是主会，因为他是守约的神，他会给我们开新的路。
So some people, their marriage has already been broken. There's no way they can go back. Maybe the other partner has already married again. But the Lord is going to provide us for a new path.
我们的神是一位信实的神，是一位爱我们的神。
Our God is a faithful God, a God who loves us.
他必然好把会把最好的赐给我们。
He will give us what is the best.
他也会让我们成为守约的人。
And he will also make us to be a covenant keeping, people.
因为这约里面带着这样极大的祝福。
Because in keeping our covenant or our oath, there is a blessing.
这样极大的保护。
And also great protection.
就像今天，即便和约书亚所立的约里面，神就为即便来征战。
Just like the treaty between the Gibeonites and Joshua, the Lord he himself fights for the Gibeonites.
最大的神迹就出现在这里。
So that is the greatest miracle ever been performed.
出现在要约书亚按照约而行。
So the greatest miracle ever been performed is when, Joshua, kept his oath.
主啊，我们感谢你们赞美，哈利路亚。
Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord.
主啊，你再次的来圣灵来充满我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
Once again, your Holy Spirit come and fill our brothers and sisters.
让我们对你的信心大增。
So that we have a greater faith in you, Lord.
让我们知道你就是这样一位为祭奠守约的神。
So we know that you are God who will keep your covenant with the Gibeonites.
主啊，你今天必为我们守约。
You will also keep your covenant with us.
我们奉着主耶稣的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.